Now, my boy, absorb attentively the information I shall give you about the causes of the progressive disharmony in the presence of the contemporary beings of the continent of America, of their second fundamental being function, namely, the function of sex. The disharmony of this function is due to several causes of diverse character, but the chief cause, in my opinion, is their negligence, rooted in their essence and already a part of their nature, in keeping their sex organs clean. The care that they take of their faces and their use of what are called cosmetics, just like the beings of the continent of Europe, are only equaled by their neglect of their sex organs. Whereas more or less conscious three-brain beings recognize the necessity of observing the utmost cleanliness in respect to just these organs. These American beings cannot be entirely to blame, however, because in this respect the guilty ones are the beings of the continent of Europe, with the customs they have adopted in the process of their ordinary being existence. The point is that this recently arisen large contemporary group is almost entirely formed from beings who came and continue to come from various large and small groups populating the continent of Europe. Even if the majority of the three-brain beings now composing this new community are not themselves immigrants, their fathers or grandfathers were, and in emigrating to this continent of America, they brought with them all their European customs, including those which led to this negligence in respect of their sex organs. So, my boy, when I tell you how the matter stands as regards the question of sex among the Americans, bear in mind that everything I say also refers to the beings of the continent of Europe. The results of this uncleanliness of the contemporary three-brain beings of the planet Earth breeding on the continents of Europe and America are clearly borne out by my statistics. Let us take, for example, what are called their venereal diseases. These diseases so widespread on these two continents that at the present time you can scarcely find a being who has not had one or another form of them. There's no harm in your knowing, among other things, a little more about those interesting and peculiar data in my statistics, which indicate how much more widespread these diseases are among the beings of the continent of America and Europe than among those of the continent of Asia. Many of these venereal diseases are entirely absent in the beings of the old Asiatic communities, whereas among Europeans and American beings they are almost epidemic. Let us take, for example, what is called CLAP, or as terrestrial scientists call it, gonorrhea. On the continent of Europe and America, almost all the beings of both male and female sex have this disease in one or another of its different phases, while on the continent of Asia, it is met with only on the borders where beings frequently mingle with beings of the continent of Europe. The beings belonging to the community existing under the name of Persia on the continent of Asia can serve as a good illustration of what has just been said. Among the beings dwelling in the central, eastern, southern, and western areas of this relatively large territory, these diseases are not to be found at all. But in the northern part, especially in the region called Azerbaijan, which is in direct contact with the large half-European, half-Asiatic community of Russia, the percentage of beings infected with this disease increases in proportion to their proximity to this Russia. And exactly the same is true in other eastern countries of the continent of Asia. The incidence of this disease is in proportion to the amount of contact between the beings of these countries and those of the continent of Europe. In India, for example, and in parts of China, this disease has recently become widespread, chiefly in those places where they come into contact with European beings of the community of England. Thus, it is safe to say that the chief disseminators of this disease among the beings of the continents of Asia are, on the northwest, the beings of the large community of Russia, and on the east, those of the community of England. The reason why this disease, as well as many other evils, does not exist in the rest of the continent of Asia is, in my opinion, that most of the beings of this continent have retained several very good customs for their daily existence, which have reached them from their remote ancestors. These customs are so deeply implanted by their religion in their everyday existence that by observing them mechanically, without any wiseacring, beings are more or less protected from certain evils which, owing to the abnormally established conditions of existence, arise in incalculable numbers on that ill-fated planet. The beings of most of the groups on the continent of Asia are safeguarded against many venereal diseases, as well as against many other sexual abnormalities, if only by the customs known there by the names of Suniat and Abdast. The first of these customs, namely Suniat, or as it is otherwise called, circumcision, not only saves most of the Asiatic beings of responsible age from numerous venereal diseases, but also safeguards most of the children and youths against that scourge known there under the name of onanism, which wreaks such havoc among the young people of the continents of Europe and America. According to this custom, the adult beings of almost all the contemporary groups of the continent of Asia perform on their results, that is to say, on their male children at a certain age, a ritual which consists in cutting what they call the frenum and the prepuce of the penis. Today, the children of those contemporary terrestrial beings who are automatically subject to this practice are almost completely safeguarded against the inevitable consequences of certain evils already fixed in the process of existence of your favorites. For example, according to my statistics, the scourge I spoke of, that is, children's onanism, is scarcely met with among those who observe this custom of circumcision, whereas the young beings who fail to observe this custom are without exception susceptible to this sexual abnormality. The second custom I mentioned, that of Abdast, which, by the way, is given different names by the beings of different groups on the continent of Asia, is nothing but the obligatory ablution of the sex organs after each visit to what is called the water closet. Thanks chiefly to this second custom, most of your favorites breeding on the continent of Asia are free of many venereal diseases and other sexual abnormalities.